Good evening. Welcome to the Big Fight. I'm Vishnu Shob. On the program tonight, from Tanish to Sabyasachi, creative freedoms of ad makers, are these being stifled by the moral police? We ask this. Why? Because so many ads in recent weeks have been pulled down. Ad filmmakers are told to go with what some consider mainstream perception or else. And we've been seeing this now for quite some time, from the Tanishq ad that had to be pulled, which promoted a Hindu-Muslim family, to a Dabur ad showing a same-sex couple and Karwa Chauth, to an ad by the fashion designer Sabyasachi. What is happening to creative freedoms in our country? And then there are the threats. The MP Home Minister directed the Director General of Police to ask Dabur to withdraw its so-called objectionable advertisement. Does the MP Police not have anything better to do? He then warned Sabyasachi that if he again chose to hurt sentiments, then he would be in deep trouble. Is this truly the India that we want? Just going to introduce our panel before we move on to the first punch. I'm joined by Sangam Lal Gupta, Lok Sabha MP of the BJP. Anuva Pal, Harish Bijnur also joins us. We'll also be joined by Bharat Dabolkar, the advertising professional, Anand Rangaswamy, an advertising commentator, Dirip Cherian, an image guru, and Geeta Bhatt, the political analyst. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Let's start with the first punch. Now, in this part of the program, we ask our panelists to speak for 1 minute to establish their case. So, in 1 minute, make your argument. There is a timer at the end of which I will intervene. So, Sangam Lal Gupta ji, aap 1 minute mein aap is vishay pe aapke argument ko please bataiye. Sangam Lal Gupta, can you hear me? All right, we don't have him as yet. Let me go straight across then to Anubhav Pal. Do we have Mr. Sangam Lal Gupta?
Yes.
All right. All right. Mr. Gupta, do we have Mr. Gupta? We do. Right. Mr. Gupta, go ahead, sir. 1 minute with your arguments. All right, apologies with that. Let's just go across to Anuva Pal while we fix the audio line over there. Mr. Pal, go ahead. 1 minute for your opening punch.
Well, Vishnu, it's quite simple, right? I think most people, we know the environment we're in. Most people are scared. And whether it's in script writing, whether it's in stand-up comedy, which are both my professions, or whether it's in advertising, which I'm sure the advertising gurus will be able to explain. There's a lot of self-censoring going on. People are cutting things and assuming what kind of backlash there might be. And based on that, they are writing their ads and their films and their comedy. And clearly, this is a very new environment. Earlier, this was not the case. I think people would just carry on with their creativity. But now we are all sort of aware of the environment we live in. And there is a lot of self-censoring. So you don't even need the minister that you mentioned for people to self-censor. I think there are two aspects here. One, the creative professionals themselves are frightened enough for second-guessing where there might be a backlash in social media and choosing to play the safe side. And some that are brave enough to do interesting ads are then getting that backlash on social media, on Twitter and Facebook.
All right. Anubhav, I'm interrupting. You finished your first minute. Let me go across to Harish Bijnur. Harish Bijnur, go ahead with your argument. 1 minute in your first punch.
Okay. My first point is that, you know, we live in the day and age of mass media. And it so happens that there's nothing called niche media anymore. In the old days, digital media was niche media. Today, digital media has become mass media, which means to say that a mass message is percolated to the masses. Now, the problem arises when a niche message is percolated to the masses through mass medium. Because messaging can be niche or mass. Messaging can be something that appeals only to the niche, but that niche message cannot go to the masses. What really happens is advertising can be in step with the consumer. That is what the consumer thinks at this point of time. Advertising can be one step behind the consumer, or advertising can be one step ahead of the consumer. Now, today's advertising is woke. It's one step ahead of the consumer. So essentially what happens is, Advertising can be a part of the consumer sentiment or ahead of consumer sentiment. I think today's advertising, which is getting into trouble, what I call the battered brands of India today, is all about being ahead of the sentiment. And this is where the problem lies.
Okay. Bharat Dabholkar, go ahead with your first punch. 1 minute, go ahead.
To begin with, I don't agree about withdrawing these ads. But I find a basic problem with all these ads that have been withdrawn. Mm-hmm. To start, I think what goes wrong is everybody knows that in advertising your product, you need to keep on doing something new. And in trying to do something new, you go to an extent where you forget relevance to your product. See, advertising is commercial art. Your job is to sell your product, to tell your consumers that our product is better than other people's products. You are not fine arts to decide about social things that are happening or taking a forward stance. That is not your business. You are a part of a marketing mix. Your job is to sell your product. You cannot get into things about either whether it is communal harmony. Those are social issues. Fine arts, the films and the television and theater can get into all this. Advertising is commercial art. We are supposed to sell a product. So I think all these ads that have gone, I don't see them as forward. I see them as completely irrelevant to what they are trying to sell.
All right, your 1 minute is up. Let me try and go across to Sangam Lal Gupta, Lok Sabha MP of the BJP. Gupta ji, sunai de raha hai?
Ji, awaaz aa rahi hai.
Ji. Gupta ji, aapke paas ye first punch ke liye 1 minute hai. 1 minute mein aap apna pehla argument dijiye.
Ji. Awaaz aa rahi hai hamari?
Ji, bataiye.
Ji, ab prashn kariye aap.
Nahi, maine prashn nahi kiya hai. Ye is aapka aapke paas इस बारी में एक मौका है 1 मिनट का जिसमें आप अपना ओपनिंग आर्ग्यूमेंट दे सकते हैं. इसको फर्स्ट पंच कहते हैं. उसके बाद मैं प्रश्न पूछूंगा आपसे.
देखिए, फेब इंडिया ने दीपावली के उत्सव को जश्न रिवाज कहकर अपने कपड़ों को प्रचारित किया था और इसी बात को लेकर विवाद बढ़ा. हालांकि विवाद बढ़ने के बाद फेब इंडिया ने सोशल मीडिया से अपना विज्ञापन हटा लिया है.
जी, और बताइए. आपके पास टाइम है और 40 सेकंड है.
जी, मैं हाल ही में 2-3 दिन पहले गांव में मुसलमान भाइयों के बीच में एक मुशायरे में शामिल हुआ था. वहां पर जो प्यार सम्मान उन्होंने मुझे दिया, मैं उसका आभारी हूं. देखिए, विज्ञापन कंपनियों को ध्यान रखना होगा कि वो लोग आस्था और सम्मान के साथ ख्याल रखे और चाहे किसी धर्म का हो.
ओके.
आप अपने व्यापार को देने के लिए किसी धर्म की आस्था और सम्मान का.
ओके, ऑलराइट. सो बी रिस्पेक्टफुल टू अदर्स. दैट्स अ पॉइंट यू आर मेकिंग ओवर देयर. अनंत रंगस्वामी, गो अहेड.
यू नो, आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ सिमेंटिक्स बीइंग डिस्कस्ड. एज फार एज आई एम कंसर्न्ड, इफ द एडवर्टाइजमेंट, व्हिच एनी एडवर्टाइजमेंट, ब्रेक्स अ लॉ, there are laws to take care of it. There is an Advertising Standards Council of India which clearly tells you what ads are crossing the lines of what they think is fair and correct to the consumer. If people have a problem with an advertisement, let them go to court, let them file an FIR, let the law take its course. The problem is the law does not matter anymore, like Anubhav said. It is up to anybody to take the law into their own hands. It's terrible in advertising, and it just imagine what would happen if it goes to other places. It reminds me of a book by James Thurber called The Wonderful O, which is about a despotic ruler who banned anything in his kingdom which was round. We are reaching a stage where I can ban anything which I don't like, and that's crazy.
Okay, you can ban anything you like, and it's crazy. Dilip Cherian, go ahead.
Thank you. My anxiety is that we are creating an atmosphere where any kind of cancel is welcome. There's always somebody ready to cancel something, and without thinking, without analyzing, without sort of, you know, looking deeper into the thing. Of course, creativity is therefore stifled, and that is dangerous. And we are rapidly become an economy which can only sell, salt and toothpaste and things like that in a predictable and boring fashion. As somebody who's been on the board of ASCII for many years, I think that self-regulation is the answer, and that's what we should do. But what I worry about even more is that these companies who are withdrawing the ads don't understand their consumer. Their consumer is not bothered by all the noise that is being created on social media. They should continue because less than 2 to 5% of their consumers are affected by the protest, and they should ignore it if they actually believe the advertising is good for their product.
Okay. And finally, Geeta Bhatt, the political analyst with us this evening. Go ahead, Geeta. Geeta ji, you've got 1 minute. Go ahead and start, please.
Well, Vishnuji, you see, creativity, whether in the field of science, theater, art, it indeed needs to be encouraged. But the artists or the advertisers, they must keep it in mind that nudity and obscenity posted commercially is skewed more towards being vulgar rather than being a piece of art. On top of that, when, symbols and traditions which have deeply connected to our cultural moorings, when they are being misrepresented for selling products, that they tend to hurt public sentiment, or which these days is being called as public intolerance. Now, if you look at this particular example, you know, a Mangal Sutra, the word itself shows is reflective of that. It is something which is auspicious, which has blessings, you know, a thread which symbolically represents the sanctity of marriage, that is being being advertised in a semi-nude way. I dare if someone can, you know, think of advertising a hijab where the face is totally covered and the rest of the body is, you know, clad in a semi-nude way. So it is not a ban which has come from the government or some public institution. It is the people, those who are looking at these ads, they are showing their objection because they feel that in some way it is their, cultural representation which is being dented by these advertisements.
Okay, Geeta ji, your 1 minute is over. Let me go across to Anubhav Pal first. On the big fight, we'll start our debate over here. Anubhav, do you accept the point that people don't want advertisements which offend them? Do you believe that somehow the voice of people across the country who find these ads reprehensible or problematic is the reason why these ministers and all have decided to get them pulled off? I mean, where have the voices come from? Who are these voices?
No, but here's the thing, Vishnu. There's always going to be a voice in 1.3 billion people that is upset with something, right? And like Geeta said, there are now with social media, you imagine an ad in 1985. Like Anand said, there was, there's a Advertising Standards Council, you would go there and you'd resolve a controversial ad. Now every person has an opinion that can be posted on Twitter. And like Mr. Chariot said, if all advertising companies are going to go by what is posted on Twitter, then the mob will decide what ads get made. And if the mob of people that think this is offensive is larger than the mob of creative people that think advertising should push social boundaries, then every ad will be offensive to somebody.
Okay. Sangam Lal Gupta ji, aapko isme kya kehna hai? Agar sabka ek opinion hai, ek advertisement ya kuch advertisement ke baare mein, to koi bhi kuch keh sakte. To ek advertising council hai, ek standards council hai. Agar kisi ko koi mushkil hai, koi problem hai, wo wahan ja ke keh sakte ki dekhiye, is advertisement mein ye hai jo hame nahi dekhna, ye broadcast nahi hona chahiye. To ye nahi hona chahiye.
नहीं, मैं आपके माध्यम से उन तमाम बड़े व्यापारियों से यह पूछना चाहता हूं कि क्या आपको अपने उत्पादन आभूषण इन सब की बिक्री के लिए किसी धर्म को निशाने पर लेना जरूरी है? अगर आपका उत्पादन वाकई में बढ़िया है तो आप अपने उत्पाद के गुणवत्ता की चर्चा कीजिए, उसका महिमा मंडल आप अपने विज्ञापन में कीजिए। क्या जरूरत है किसी आस्था से छेद पहुंचाने की?
ओके, हरीश बिजूर, हाउ वुड यू रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट? दैट यू नो एवरीथिंग गोज बट डोंट मेस विद द रिलीजन, दैट्स द पॉइंट।
इससे पहले भी रेड लेबल चाय ने
जी
इससे पहले रेड लेबल चाय ने मेले को एक ऐसी जगह के तौर पे दर्शाया था जहां लोग अपने बुजुर्गों से हमेशा के लिए छुटकारा पाने के लिए आते हैं। आप सोचिए कि अगर कोई विज्ञापन कंपनी यहां दिखा दे कि मक्का मदीना या फिर उनके किसी और धार्मिक स्थल में मुसलमान भाई अपने बुजुर्गों से पीछा छुड़ाने के लिए जाते हैं तो कैसा लगेगा किसी भी धर्म
मतलब
की अगुवाई
हिंदू मुस्लिम मामला है।
धर्म की
आप धर्म के
खिलवाड़ करने की झूठ नहीं देता।
ये सिर्फ आप ये हिंदू मुस्लिम प्रिज्म से देख रहे हैं। मतलब कोई किसी आर्टिस्ट का जो क्रिएटिव फ्रीडम है वो जो मैसेज देना चाहते एक सेम सेक्स रिलेशनशिप का जो मैसेज था वो करवा चौथ एड में वो नहीं देखेंगे। आप सिर्फ धर्म के पर्सपेक्टिव से देखेंगे।
किसी की आस्था और किसी के धर्म के साथ खिलवाड़ करने का किसी को अधिकार नहीं है।
तो वो तो नहीं कह रहे थे कि वो कर रहे हैं। उनको वो बस अपना एक वो बस अपना जो सोच है उसको बस एड में दिखा रहे। इसमें आपका क्या मुश्किल है?
नहीं नहीं, हाल ही में एक टायर कंपनी के विज्ञापन में आमिर
खान ने सीएट के ऐड कह रहे ना, आप सीएट के ऐड कह रहे हैं जहां दिवाली में बताया गया कि फटाके मत बजाइए, वो वाला ऐड राइट?
नहीं 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 नहीं, हाल ही में एक टायर की एडवर्टाइज कर रहे थे आमिर खान जी और वो कहे कि ट्रैफिक के लिए होती है, नागिन डांस के लिए नहीं।
ट्रैफिक
चलिए हम मान लेते हैं कि हिंदू धर्म में में शादी 3-4 महीने होती है और इस दौरान कुछ बराती रोड से होकर गुजरते हैं जिससे
okay.
कुछ लोग
संगम लाल जी एक मिनट, आई गॉट अदर्स एज वेल। हरीश बिजू, द पॉइंट आई वॉज ट्राइंग टू आस्क, इफ इट्स रिलीजन डोंट मेस विथ इट, दैट सीम्स टू बी द मैसेज ऑफ द राइट इन दिस कंट्री एंड कंसिडरिंग दैट यू नो दे आर प्रीटी मच इन चार्ज ऑफ मोस्ट थिंग्स, इज दैट द वे इट्स गोइंग टू बी?
Well, Vishnu, I'm not going to be speaking from the right side, but I'm speaking at it from the centrist business point of view. Now, if you really look at India, are we ready for woke is the question. My frank feeling is we're not ready for woke. Because, you know, again, the niche versus the mass argument. Brands have taken this woke route. 9 brands, which are called the battered brands of India, have taken that and they've all got battered. The point is this, that, you know, when you take the woke route, you appeal to a niche. And that is not working out here. Brands have taken the high ground. And brands have taken the high ground to say that I am going to be responsible for social re-engineering, economic re-engineering, political re-engineering, religious re-engineering. I think brands must not touch these spaces. So very simple point, don't touch religion, don't touch politics. That's my advice to the brands that I advise. Fundamentally because we're not ready for that as yet. Because it irritates. Brands are meant to unite people. Brands are not meant to divide people. When a brand advertising actually creates tumult, it divides people into two. And it goes to the lowest common denominator of understanding, which becomes religious. Okay. And I think brands are not meant to do that. So don't divide people, unite people. And therefore, avoid religion, avoid politics.
Bharat Dabholkar, would you agree that advertisements have the power to socially re-engineer and religiously re-engineer people? I never heard of any ad that powerful, personally.
No, I'll tell you what. I agree with what Harish is saying, because the job of an advertising campaign is not to give any other message except the product message. It is not here to have social reforms happening. We are a commercial art. I keep on coming back to the same thing. If you have a similar product, how you can make it look different more creatively is a challenge every advertiser faces. But going to an extreme to give social reformist messages is not the job of an advertising campaign. I think it's being lazy that you do something which is to an extreme and that creates a controversy and then you feel that you're getting talked about. That does not sell a product.
Okay. Anand Rangaswamy, that doesn't sell a product. Does it necessarily make it wrong though to try and send a social message?
It's absolutely wrong. You are, as I said,
I'm sorry, a commercial... One sec. Yeah, Anand, go ahead.
I don't think it is wrong. I think it is very much the job of creative directors to either be on the curve or anticipate the curve of society. And I do not agree that because you're a commercial artist, as advertisers are, you should not talk about social issues. There are so many wonderful social issues which have been handled, which have been discussed by advertising over the years, and there's nothing wrong in that. It is a challenge today to find a sort of frame within which to tell a story. It is a challenge. I think Harish's point is fantastic, but it requires an understanding of media. Everything is mass media today. That is the problem. 25 years ago, this ad would have played on Star Plus, and Star Plus was a channel with very little reach. And nobody would have noticed it in, say, Dhulia or Ranchi or something like that. Today, everybody can see it. And it is a challenge that media planners have. But the trouble is, it requires one person to see it, one person who's influential and who can absolutely multiply the impact on social media. Now, for example, one influential person, if he or she does not like Anubhav Pal's forehead, God help him tomorrow morning. Sorry, Anubhav, but I had to...
Yeah, Anubhav, your forehead is great, just so that we're all clear on that.
So that's the problem.
We'll find out.
So the point I was trying to make is there are only a few 100,000 people watching the NDTV show. But this comment of Anubhav Pal's forehead will be amplified on Ku, it will be amplified on Twitter. We know what will happen. This is a problem. And understanding this niche and mass is very important. I think Harish made a beautiful point there. But I certainly do not agree with Bharat that it is not the job of advertising to talk about social issue. For example, should advertising have helped eradicate polio in India? That was a huge health and social issue. It was advertising which solved it. It was Amitabh Bachchan, a brand ambassador, Piyush Pandey, who wrote the script. As advertising as you can get, they solved it. So are we saying that should not happen? No, somebody said before me, do we talk only about soap and toothpaste in a manner that we describe what it does and no creativity whatsoever?
All right. Geeta ji, would you like to respond to that? There's nothing wrong in sending a social message. What's wrong with that?
Vishnu ji, you see, yes, social issues, they can definitely be taken up. No, there is no problem in that. But how many these advertising agencies who have come out with these recent ads have actually taken per se a social issue? Please tell me that if there is a positive intervention in terms of...
No, but then who defines positive, Geeta ji? That's the point. For example, the Dabur ad, which showed a same-sex relationship, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of people would have said this talks about equality in society. I know the point that you're going to make about Karwa Chauth. I understand. No, I'm sure you would, but there is the other angle as well, Geeta ji.
Yes, of course. What I want to say is that even if you look at in legal terms, you see, you are giving misinformation to the people who are watching this ad.
It's a story. Geeta ji, it's a story.
Marriage is legal in India, which it is not.
Geeta ji, it's a story.
So are they going to...
The ad is a story.
...that these advertisers, how do they think that with this kind of an advertisement, they will be able to sell their product better? Which many other people who are...
No, but they're two separate issues, Geeta ji. Geeta ji, there are two separate issues. One is your point that why will it help sell a product more? The other point is, you know, what's wrong with the message itself? So, you know, I mean,
you
what...
See,
if I may,
an advertisement
see, I
is
to,
a story. That Dabur ad was a story. I mean, why throw the law at it?
Yes, but the point is that, I know, you raised this, that why is it that, you know, it is more about religion, that one should not mess with religion, and most of the people, you know, they are at the influential position who are objecting to it. But the point, it is not so. The communities, whenever they have, whenever they felt that they need to object to it, they have done it. For example, and please allow me to speak, Alif Padamsi. He wanted to do theater of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1970s, and he had to make amendments in the script and first show it to the church officials before he actually went commercially staging of
so
the show.
So is that what you endorse, Geeta ji?
What I am trying to say is that...
That a religious body or whatever it is has to be shown a script,
I'm
please approve.
That. I am trying to say that the communities, what is being projected here is that one particular section of society is coming out and objecting to these advertisements. It is not so. The Jesus Christ Superstar, in fact, was banned by Kerala High Court in 1990s. That in certain parts of Kerala, it cannot be, it cannot be played as a...
All right, Anubhav Pal wanted to come in. Anubhav, go ahead. Yes.
Vishnu, so do I.
Anubhav first, Anant after that. Anubhav, go ahead. Geeta ji,
you know, I think there's something quite funny going on here, which I just want to point out. Because one of the things that every brand wants is the ad to be talked about. And in some weird, odd way...
Yeah, they're getting a lot of advertising on this program, right?
These ads are being talked about.
We've
more
showed
than
the
ads
and we've put ad withdrawn. Maybe that, in some way, they're getting...
Mr. Dabholkar mentioned that, you know, ads should sell products, just the product. But every important ad in India in the last 30 years has done more than that. Think of Amul, for example, right? Like, every brand that we remember is about an advertising that's not about the product at all. It's about romantic life or social life or sports or, in this case, religion or symbolism or whatever it be. So nobody, the catch-22 situation for advertisers is if you do a bland ad, people will say this is a rubbish ad. If you do an ad that's a bit challenging, then there will be social media backlash. What do advertising people do? I mean, they're sort of stuck.
Anand Rangaswamy, would you like to take that in a scenario like this?
I think, you know, we are making this much bigger than it should be as a discussion. The simple point is, we as consumers have the power to walk from anything. We have the power to walk away from this TV show, to stop subscribing to a newspaper, to stop buying a band. We have the power. Each consumer has it. All you have to do is check whether an ad is legal or not. Let the consumer decide to reject the brand. Reject the brand. If I don't like the tone that a particular brand is using, I reject the brand. If all of India doesn't like a particular ad, I can assure you all of India will walk away from the brand. That is not happening. I can perhaps name 10 brands which have done better despite controversies. Their bottom line, their sales have done better.
Okay.
These are needless issues. We should be talking about the law. We are not. Nowhere have we brought up in this conversation or in a previous.
We'll talk about the law in a moment. But let me ask Dilip this question. Dilip, does controversy help ads or does it actually work against companies?
Controversy helps ads. Boring is bland. And certainly it is not the job of advertising to only play the role of uniting. You have to ignite interest. You have to create that interest, and that requires pushing the boundaries. I think that we are, as a society, either becoming repressive or regressive because we want to be sensitive about everything. I think that hypersensitivity is what is going to kill creativity. And you can say, oh, you must confine the creative arts to theater and to movies, etc. That doesn't work. You need to allow the barriers of creativity to be unbound, as it were, and not create more barriers on them. And I think that, you know, talking about the value of companies, all the companies who were attacked have not shed any valuation as far as the share markets are concerned. So there is no getting away from the fact that neither the markets nor the consumers are affected negatively by what these brands are doing. Threats may have an impact for a day, but that is it. It's only when violence is threatened that companies need to be careful. But I think otherwise, let the troll armies bark, but the caravans must pass on.
Okay. Sangam Lal Gupta ji, hum kanun ke baare mein kyun nahi bolte? Freedom of expression hai hamare desh mein. It's a constitutional right. तो हम इस पूरा टॉपिक को उस हिसाब से क्यों नहीं देखते?
देखिए, भारत की जड़ें काफी मजबूत हैं और ऐसी छोटी मोटी घटनाओं से सामाजिक सद्भाव को तोड़ा नहीं जा सकता है, मगर बार बार एक ही धर्म को निशाने पर लेकर इसे तोड़ने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है। अब देख सकते हैं कि हर साल दिवाली और होली और भी बहुत सारे हिंदू त्योहार एक पर खास धर्म को निशाने पर लेकर सब सामाजिक सद्भाव तोड़ने और बिगाड़ने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है। अगर विज्ञापन आपसी भाईचारे को बढ़ावा दे रहा है तो हमेशा एक ही पक्ष को क्यों निशाने पर लिया जा रहा है?
ओके, हुड लाइक टू टेक दैट क्वेश्चन? हरीश बिजूर, वुड यू एक्सेप्ट दैट दीज एडवर्टाइजमेंट्स आर बीइंग मेड इन अ पर्टिकुलर वे to hit out at a particular community or a particular set of views and therefore are deliberately offensive?
Vishnu, I wouldn't have a malignant view of advertising, advertisers or brand marketeers, companies in this country. Because I think, you know, companies in this country are very responsible companies. And I don't believe anybody would want to do this because companies are people, but people who come from across religious spectrum. And companies are possibly at best, at worst, very secular. So if you really look at it, that would be my point. But we live during sensitive times. And I think companies must be sensitive to that. particularly festive times are very sensitive times, because that's when, you know, sensitivity is at its peak. Everybody is celebrating a festival. So you must be careful, because this is the time when if you convey a wrong message, what it does is it creates for people, particularly on social media, to really talk of conspiracy theories, which just don't exist. But then, you know, it gives fodder to social media to talk about all of this. My simple message would be very simply that, you know, I would agree with Bharat when he says that, you know, ads must sell products. Totally with him on this. Ads must sell products. Ads must not sell controversies.
All right. Bharat Dabholkar,
I just want to make one point.
Yeah, go ahead.
That companies have to be, as Harish said, sensitive about what's happening in the society right now. Rightly or wrongly, there's this whole resurgence of people feeling that only one community or one religion is being targeted. I'm not saying that's right. But if that is the situation, it is not for advertising to come and say, we will challenge that notion and fight with you. We are not here as advertisers to fight with what's happening in society. We have a job to do, which is to sell a product. And I do not agree with anybody who says that you'll end up creating dull ads unless you take these kinds of extreme challenges. That is the whole point of advertising and creativity, that you have a product which is like every other product in the market, and without going to these extreme limits, how can you create something that's beautiful? That is the entire challenge of creativity. We are just defining the whole thing by saying if you are not doing these kinds of extreme things, that we can't be creative. That's completely wrong.
Okay. Anubhav Pal, would you accept that argument that, look, creativity doesn't mean you necessarily need to be controversial?
No, but I mean...
Can I take that?
Half a sec. Anubhav first, ahead, and then Anand after that. Yeah, Anubhav, go ahead.
I was just going to say one quick thing, and then I'll hand it to Anand, which is to say, who decides what is controversial, right? Like, today, some people are offended by religious symbolism. Tomorrow, it can be offended by a sentence. Day after, somebody can take offense to someone's color of trousers. You know, so who... Anyone can form a mob on social media, and then the brand will get scared. So, who decides where the boundaries are? Who decides... You know, what objects are offensive? And is Twitter going to decide the future of Indian advertising? That is my only question.
Okay, Anand, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's overlapping with what Anubhav says. You know, we cannot have the social media as judge, jury and executioner. You cannot have mob rule. If somebody is unhappy with an ad, and every citizen has a right to be offended by an ad, we will go to the police station and complain. Complain to ASCII, complain to the courts, do anything within the law. For a moment, forget about advertising. Let us suppose there's something on the menu of a restaurant I don't like. I can't just go burn that restaurant down. I complain to somebody. You know, this is a democracy. We ostensibly have the rule of law. Let us make our complaints, go through a formal process. And to answer Bharat, who decides extremes? Extremes, which are the boundaries, are all decided by the Advertising Standards Council of India. I think all those who are upset with advertising in general, please look at what the ASCII does. If ASCII has not met what society wants today, let us change the guidelines in ASCII. That's also fine, because then that is a new law. As much as we can change laws in the Constitution of India, we can change laws, update the laws. You know, India, the Constitution was written in 1950. We've got any number of amendments. Amend the ASCII rules. If ASCII rules do not satisfy the demands of society today, for God's sake, change the rules. But right now, what do you say about poor people in advertising who have not broken a single law and are fighting for their lives?
Can I make a point?
That's in fact the key question over here. Who decides what is offensive? We already have the law. We've already got advertising standards. Anybody can complain, you can go to court, you can do whatever, you can sue for defamation.
Can I make a point here?
But Geetaji, you know, I mean, why should anybody, you know, everybody has an opinion, does that mean that you just pull an ad without following the structure that exists for complaints?
Well, Vishnuji, the decision has been taken by the companies who are selling these products or by the advertisers. But the point is that there is an echo, if you can please get it corrected.
We'll get the echo corrected, yeah.
If the advertisers and the companies have a right to express their or to present their products in a particular manner, well, the you know, the individuals who are there in the society, if they are offended, they also have a right. They also have a freedom of expression to come out or to, you know, to go to the court or to any other body which is being talked about here and write down a complaint. You see, the Indian society, I mean, why is it being projected as if it is very immature? It is not. We are a very mature and a very tolerant society. And it gives enough space to everyone to, you know, express their creativity. But let there be some constructiveness in this creativity. You know, Amit Hussain, a very talented painter, decides to paint a, you know, naked Saraswati goddess, but never thought of doing same with Aisha. Why so? I mean, these are the questions which people do ask in the society, and they try to express itself. And social media today, as a platform, is there where people come out and, you know, vociferously express themselves. So they too also have a right if they are, maybe this kind of a, you know, this discussion, this churning is going to evolve out and make our society and the working platform much better for advertisers, for creators and those who are the consumers, you know, play out some positive
role. Okay, all right. Dilip Cherian, constructive creativity. Creativity is all very well. It needs to be constructive. Those were Geeta's words. How would you respond?
I think Geeta is right as far as creative and constructive are concerned. But I think we are also not addressing an elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. The reason why you target the majority consumer is because the majority consumer happens to be of a certain religion. And the peaking of interest at festival times is because it is at that point of time that you have the maximum buying power being unleashed in the marketplace. So I don't think that there is any great plot to try and destabilize a particular community or anything of the kind. I think what happens is that at this point of time, when these festivals create a buying hump, the attempt by advertisers is to try and harness or take a slice of that cake. Yes, they need to be more careful, but I think that if they want to be slightly creative, there is always a whistleblower standing on the edge of every pavement who wants to be heard and therefore wants his or her moment in the sun. And I think that is what I think is not good for a society like ours, where companies also begin to buckle under because they feel pressure which actually doesn't exist from the consumer.
Anuvar Pal, would you agree that at one level, nobody is a fool. Advertising professionals who actually are in this business know exactly what they are doing. They are, in fact, aware of what's happening around them. And yet they deliberately court controversy, particularly at a time, for example, Diwali or other festivals, when they believe their product can sell more. They are doing this deliberately. The question that Dilip asks is, so what's wrong with that? There is no larger conspiracy over here. They're trying to make a quick buck.
No, except Vishnu, I would argue that all the people that did those ads, the irony is they would argue that they're spreading communal harmony, that they're trying to bring communities together.
The irony
is that they are being seen as communal, right? So it's having the opposite impact. So they would argue that they are actually on the Honorable Member of Parliament's side, that they want to bring communal harmony. And the irony is that people are seeing it as different. So it's about perception, right? So all the creative people kept together said, what can we do that promotes religious harmony? And here we are on a debate with the ads getting banned. So, I mean, maybe they need to rethink how they look at communal harmony. I don't know. Because if you look at each of those ads, they're talking about tolerance and getting along. And it's offended somebody like Geeta who's finding the ad intolerant.
Bharat Dabolkar, what is the problem with that Dabur ad? It shows a same-sex relationship. And of course, Karwa Chauth, you end up talking, you know, there's a context there, which is the context of marriage, of Hindu marriage and a marriage relationship. So what is wrong with that? I mean, why must people get squeamish?
I'll tell you. Somebody asked a question about who decides what the limits of those extremities are. I'll tell you, it's not rocket science. There are three things you stay out of when you're doing any advertising campaign: religion, politics, and degrading of women. Don't get into these three topics and you're fine. You can do what you want to do. You can be as creative as you want to be. Don't get into religion, any religion, whether it's Hindu, Muslims, Christians, whatever. Don't get into politics and don't degrade women. If you can stay away from these three topics, you can take any limits that you want and nobody minds all these things. Believe me. I've been doing advertising for many years,
yes,
for many big brands. Even Amul, when I handled Amul for 14 years, there was only one thing. Don't take sides in politics. Don't get into religion. And don't get into degrading women.
But is that because we aren't evolved enough in our country to accept controversy on religious issues, politics, and on issues surrounding women in advertising? Is that your professional experience that doesn't work in India?
No. My experience is that if you stay away from these three topics, you're fine. You can take whatever other limits that you want. Be as creative as you want. You'll never get into trouble.
So you have a problem with people picking on these issues.
What is the compulsion to get into religion or politics?
Anubhav, what is the compulsion when you can talk about anything under the sun?
May I? No, I just want to add that. So Mr. Dabholkar, for Mr. Dabholkar, it's these three things, like religion, politics, and women's, insulting women. Yeah. Tomorrow somebody will say, as long as you stay out of religion, politics, insulting women, Bollywood, sport, and Sachin Tendulkar, you are fine. Then someone will add three more things. And in the end, you'll have 220 things.
Yeah. Where does that list end? An advertiser has to find the Maya Media to do something else. That is the challenge of creativity in advertising.
If the society
starts saying that this is not right, you don't fight with the society.
Who is the society that you're talking about, sir?
The society that is banning ads right now. Where is this society?
Where is this one homogenous
society?
We are a heterogeneous nation. We have diversity. We have different views, as you can see on the small panel.
But
when you say society says this or society says that and therefore conform, what is this society that you're talking
about? If there's nobody objecting, why are these ads being taken off? Who are you scared of?
There are political parties and others who believe that it's not right for us. It's wrong, and therefore they claim to speak for everybody's values. The Madhya Pradesh Home Minister directed his Director General of Police to ensure that the Dabur ad was off and asked Sabyasachi for an apology as well. You mean to say in Madhya Pradesh there is nothing better for the police to be doing or the State Home Minister?
So which is the society that is forcing these guys to take off these ads?
No, but
who are doing this?
No society. It's their view.
Then there is no problem.
But that's just the point, sir. How do you define society and how do you decide that there is one view and there is one right and there is one wrong?
If it is not the society, then what is the problem?
No, but sir, there is a rule book, sir. The rule book, the law book, constitution, IPC, it all falls into that. That decides what is right and what is wrong. Not your or my belief in what is society. I mean, that's my submission, sir.
No, I'll tell you, we talked about ASCII. The problem is ASCII hasn't advertised itself enough. Outside advertising, nobody knows what ASCII is.
So that's why you conform to that. But Anant Ramaswamy wanted to come in. Go ahead, Anant. Yes.
Yeah. So there are two things. One is, people are talking about targeting the majority community. It's not negatively targeting. It is targeting because it is a majority community. If you go to the UK, for example, who is targeted in Christmas? Nobody's targeting Hindus. You have a lot of controversial ads during Christmas. A lot of ads are pulled out. You go to the US, you see ads targeting Hispanics, ads targeting blacks, because these are large enough bodies of consumers. They are consumers first. Their religions come second. Now, this is not about religion. This is about rules. Now, Bharat and Anubhav brought out something. How does it matter what I like? So Bharat says, who's upset about it? Now, society is upset. Who is society? Who is society? Society is not me. Society cannot be me, which is why we have laws, which is why we have ASCII, which is why indeed Parliament discusses ads. Let somebody with legal license say this ad is not good, remove it. Remove it immediately. Now, for example, I would love to see, with due respect to Bharat, Amul drop all ads on political comments in the ads. I would love to see it.
I've studied
Amul advertising. Every single ad they've produced in their lives I've seen. I would love to see them withdraw all political ads.
How boring would Amul ads be?
I would love it. Their political I would love to see them. I would love to see them withdraw all comment on society. Let's ask Amul to ban all the ads. Shut down your damn marketing. Amul does nothing else.
Bharat Dabholkar, respond.
No. I'll tell you, I wrote those for 15 years.
Yes. I'm aware.
We were never boring. We were always entertaining. We did not have to be religious. We did not have to take on politics. We made fun of politicians from a nice point of view.
What is nice for you may not be nice for somebody else.
It was not pulling down a party. It was not commenting on a party.
But who's pulling down any party, sir?
The moment you say Congress is bad, that becomes somebody can come and say we'll take objection.
But in these ads, nobody is pulling down any party. They're just expressing a point of view.
We did not do that.
Can Amol express a point of view on the oil price rise? Can they? Should they? Should they not? Can we go through the guard book and look at Amol's ads over the last 3-4 years? 3-4 years, not going back to 100 years. Amol has commented on political issues, on societal issues, on economic issues.
They haven't commented on those issues, sir. They haven't taken a side which was objectionable. Never.
Objectionable to whom?
To whom?
You are intelligent enough to decide for yourself. You know what is happening in the society.
I am not intelligent to decide for you. You decide for yourself. I decide for me.
That's the whole thing.
That is the beauty of our country, where we accept that others have points of view. I may disagree with
it.
We ask ourselves that.
That's the job of an advertising agency.
ओके लास्ट वर्ड टू संगम लाल गुप्ता. गुप्ता जी ये बताइए, अगर हम सोसाइटी के बात करते हैं तो ये सोसाइटी कौन डिफाइन करता है? आपका सोसाइटी का डेफिनेशन और मेरा सोसाइटी का डेफिनेशन अलग हो सकता है?
नहीं हो सकता.
देखिए, भारत की जड़ें काफी मजबूत हैं और ऐसी छोटी मोटी घटनाओं से सामाजिक सद्भाव को तोड़ा नहीं जा सकता.
एग्जैक्ट.
पर बार बार एक ही धर्म को निशाने पर लेके इसे तोड़ने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है.
निशाने पे लेके जा रहे एडवर्टाइजमेंट में. ये हमारा धर्म मतलब इतना वीक है कि 2 या 3 एडवर्टाइजमेंट आ गए उसी में हमारा धर्म गिर जाएगा. ये हो ही सकता?
देखिए पहले भी रेड लेबल चाय ने कुंभ मेले को ऐसी जगह के तौर पर दर्शाया जहां लोग अपने बुजुर्गों से हमेशा के लिए छुटकारा पाने के लिए आते हैं. आप सोचिए कि अगर कोई विज्ञापन कंपनी या दिखा दे कि मक्का मदीना या फिर उनके किसी और धार्मिक स्थल में मुसलमान भाई अपने बुजुर्गों से पीछा छुड़ाने के लिए जाते हैं तो कैसा लगेगा किसी?
हमें वैसे बनना चाहिए?
नहीं नहीं, क्या जरूरत है किसी की आस्था को ठेस पहुंचाने का?
ओके, ऑल राइट. ओके अनुभव, लास्ट वर्ड टू यू, 30 seconds. वुड यू अग्री विद दैट द पॉइंट दैट ही मेंशंस? व्हाट इज द पॉइंट इन इरिटेटिंग समबडी?
मैं आपके माध्यम से उन तमाम बड़े व्यापारियों से यह पूछना चाहता हूं.
गुप्ता जी, 1 second. गुप्ता जी, मेरे पास सिर्फ 30 seconds बचा है. मैं लास्ट वर्ड अनुभव को देना चाहता हूं. अनुभव, 30 seconds, रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट.
नहीं, द वन थिंग दैट आई एग्री मिनिस्टर साहब, देखिए हर टॉपिक किसी ना किसी को हंसाएगा, किसी ना किसी को रुलाएगा और किसी ना किसी को ठेस पहुंचाएगा. तो विष्णु का जो पॉइंट है वो आई अग्री विथ, वो ये कौन डिसाइड करेगा 130 करोड़ लोगों में कौन डिसाइड करेगा कि ये टॉपिक हमें ठेस पहुंचा रही है, ये टॉपिक हमें रुला रही है, ये टॉपिक हमें हंसा रही है, ये टॉपिक इनऑफेंसिव है? ये कौन डिसाइड करेगा सर? यही मेरा क्वेश्चन है.
ऑल राइट, आई थिंक वी गोना हैव टू
निरंतर एक ही धर्म को क्यों?
नहीं, ऐसी कोई बात नहीं.
सिर्फ धर्म के बारे में
धर्म
नहीं बोल रहा हूं सर.
जाएगा सर, हमारा धर्म मजबूत है.
We're
going to take a short break at this stage. I'm sorry, we are out of time on the big fight. It's a larger issue of tolerance at one level. Tolerance also is increasingly a bad word in our country. But really, it is about that. It is about accepting differences, diversity of views and opinions, and ensuring that we can be creative at the same time. We're out of time on the big fight. From all of us here, goodbye.